Qantas announced this week it will stand down 2/3 of its workforce due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and the rest of the airline industry have similar policies. The most affected workforce sector is the casual employees. Flight Attendants Association of Australia delegate from Brisbane, David Pagey, is on the wire today to talk more about this issue. David, thanks so much for joining us. What are your thoughts on this big issue?
The announcement that was made this week, or more so as yesterday, was that 20,000 people would be losing their jobs or actually be stood down, is the phrase that's being used within the airline industry. Being stood down is a term that's used for the employees to say that there is no work available. It doesn't necessarily mean they've lost their jobs. It just means there is no work for those staff members. And due to the pandemic at the moment, what the airline is trying to do is keep those people employed. But of course, if you're not flying, you can't get paid. So it's a very tough one for the airline industry. It's the stand down not only applies to the permanents, it applies to the part-timers, and it also applies to the casual workforce. The one workforce that it's going to hit the most is the casual workforce.
Now, you've been in the industry for around 14 years now. How do you feel about this issue?
It's unprecedented. You know, you wouldn't read about it. These sort of things only happen in movies. Since the Wright brothers to this day, no one would ever think that every airline in the world would literally be collapsing. Now, this has never happened in the history of aviation. This is a precedent for what's going on. I've heard cases that in America, one airline has grounded 300 aircraft. Now, when you think about the world fleet of aircraft, 300 planes is a whopping amount of aircraft. You know, Qantas has dropped at least 150 aircraft. We know Jetstar is doing the same. Virgin are going to be doing the same. But the issue that they've got is, where are they going to park all these aircraft? We're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of aircraft here in Australia. There's nowhere to park them. And as for Qantas, we know that the media that has come out, they've said it's going to cost them at least $100 million just to park the 150 aircraft that they own, find places to have that aircraft held up until the viruses and the pandemic's out the way, so that can actually bring those aircraft back to put back into service.
What is it about the airline industry that is great to work in?
Look, it's one of those industries that are passed down through generations. I know cases where the husband, it might be a pilot, the wife might be the pilot, the husband might be a cabin crew, the wife might be cabin crew. The son and daughters of those people are cabin crew, you know, and the sons and daughters of those sons and daughters are cabin crew. You know, we've got situations where three generations of a family actually fly. And, you know, once it's in your blood, it's like any job that anybody really, really loves. We're all family. We all know each other. It's such a close-knit community. We all enjoy what we do. And it's one of those industries where people just enjoy dealing with the public and also working for an airline such as the ones that we have here in Australia.
Now, what is the Flight Attendants Association of Australia doing or advising their members during this time?
I was in Sydney yesterday and I had 9 hours of meetings yesterday with so many people. We had a webinar yesterday that had 2,200 people hooked into the webinar, and that was just flight attendants. The Flight Attendants Association of Australia are working day and night, and at this stage, some of them are 24 hours a day, and they're working on the weekends. You know, and they're doing it in, some of them are volunteers. They're passionate, so passionate about their job, they're actually coming in and volunteering their time. And the office was in, it was like a hospital ward. Our members are extremely proud and extremely worried at this point in time. So we're doing everything that we can to keep the jobs that are there and ensure when the airline industry does get back up on its feet that our members still have jobs to go to. And the airlines have been fantastic. They still want the employees to have their jobs.
And that was Flight Attendants Association of Australia's delegate in Brisbane and casual flight attendant David Pagey.